Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Most banned network in the world.
Are scenes in the last 24 hours that have now intensified in the capital city of Brazil. Millions of people traveled to the remote capital city, well in the interior of the nation, one of those modern cities literally built out of nothing to be their capital in the 1960s. Millions have traveled there, and millions have now taken over the entire government complex area, ladies and gentlemen. Now, obviously, there's a lot of different working parts to this. Is this a January 6, 2.0? Is this RAYAPS 2.0? Or is it something a little different? In fact, it's a lot different. There are a lot of working parts here, but I've been watching Brazil very, very closely for years, but also particularly with Bolsonaro. I was invited down there by his son, who was also a member of their Congress. I did not go for security reasons. Bolsonaro, 2 days before his term ended, traveled to Florida. He's living in a suburb of Orlando, and the left is calling for him to be extradited for crimes he's not even been charged with yet from the United States by Joe Biden. So the communist Lula can throw him in irons. So we're going to be unpacking all of this when we come back in the next segment, but here's the bottom line. Obviously, when you watch the raw videos, they had a few dozen police out front guarding the government buildings, the Capitol, the presidential palace, and they had them basically stand down. You'd have cops 10, 15 feet apart with a million people coming at you who were just protesting. It'd be very easy for provocateurs to force their way through, dressed up in the yellow and green of the nation, also the colors of Bolsonaro's party. Many of them also were wearing American flags. Was it provocateur by Lula right after he knew that Bolsonaro had left the country because they were going to arrest Bolsonaro with trumped-up charges? Or was there just a giant crowd there that was angry and some were intent on taking the government building? But just taking some government buildings where they meet to vote does not take a government. To take a government, you take over the media, you take over the military bases. You need the military on your side up front. It's too soon to tell what's happening, but now, ladies and gentlemen, the military in the capital city of Brazil, Brasilia, they are siding with the population and are blocking the police, who are backed by the paramilitary communists, from attacking the protesters who have taken over the government buildings. So, yes, if on January 6th we would have come with guns and taken the Capitol and also taken over media outlets and the rest of it and gone on TV and said, this is an illegitimate government, the rest of it, and said Joe Biden's a criminal, that would have been an actual insurrection and a coup. And, by the way, I would not have supported that. But having a million of us there to say we're protesting an election and have provocateurs break in, have the police then wave everybody in, that was a setup and a staged event. And Ray Epps admitted he, quote, orchestrated it. So it's all admitted now. The January 6th committee has it on record under oath, the confession. This is a little different so far. We're going to see how this unfolds, but all hell is breaking loose. There's also huge, biggest yet Russia news.
Ladies and gentlemen, a very exciting development has just taken place. I want to encourage you all to go to InfoWarsStore.com and check it out for yourself because it is a very strong, high-quality formula. Down-and-out sleep support, liquid, is very fast-acting, taken out of the tongue. It's got a very good dose of melatonin, passion flower, valerian root extract, lemon balm, and German chamomile. All of these compounds are documented on record to help give you deeper, cleaner, healthier sleep. And that is one of the biggest game changers out there with all the stress we have in this world. And we've got some other great sleep aids as well, and they're excellent. They're all different formulas. But this one is particularly the strongest one we have. So Down and Out, sold out for more than 5 months, is now back available at InfoWarsStore.com. So get better, deeper rest, boost your immune system, and support the InfoWar with Down and Out Sleep Support at InfoWarsStore.
And disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Worldwide coup of surveillance and censorship and control. We're extremely honored to be here. Salute and thank you all for your support, your prayers, and your word of mouth. Because without the viewers and listeners, this broadcast would not exist, and the credit all goes to you when it comes to credit to human beings on this planet and the crew. But at the end of the day, it all goes to God and God's will. But God works through us, through our free will. All right, let me tell you what's coming up today. Wow. The population has taken over the government centers in the capital city of Brazil. The military is now siding with the population. This is a lot different than January 6th. This is a powder keg. Bolsonaro has traveled because Lula was going to arrest him on trumped up charges. Haven't been filed yet. To Florida. We're going to be hitting all of that coming up here in just a moment. Then, news, quite frankly, that's even bigger. We are facing the entire NATO and Ukraine, Kremlin says, as U.S. mulls battle tanks. They're already shipping armored personnel carriers and Bradley fighting vehicles. So are the Germans, the French, and everybody else dumping hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of armored personnel carriers and light tanks in. They say the first of thousands that will be dumped into the country. Over $160 billion has already been given to them since February last year in the last 11 months. So this is absolutely out of control. When you study military affairs, and I don't mean running around with machine guns and doing infantry formations, that's on the ground. When you study military history and war and how it starts, there is always a threat ladder you go up, and the Pentagon has a threat ladder that goes up into the low 40s. And we're well into the mid-20s right now of when you end with total destruction of the planet with thermonuclear weapons. And we're following that exact Rand Corporation Pentagon line that they're actually using in their operation against Russia. So you can be for Russia, you can be for the U.S., you can be for Ukraine, you can be for whoever you want. At the end of the day, the globalists are driving this, and we the people, whether we're American or French or Russian or Mexican or Japanese or South African, we're all paying for it, and we could all be destroyed by it. So that is coming up and is a huge, huge deal. Then we've got a lot of the aftermath of the speakership fight last week, and a lot of listeners and viewers want to know my views on that and what I think is really going on, and I know exactly what's going on. And it's not been determined exactly what's going to unfold, but if you want an expert breakdown, I will humbly say, I'm going to engage in that as well. And, of course, we have many other bombshells. We need to do a FOIA request because, obviously, I remember watching congressional testimony before we got totally deplatformed 5 years ago, and they're having Senate and House hearings. We played the clips many times. In fact, if Rob Dew or somebody can find them, it would be great. They're specifically talking about Paul Watson, and a Muslim had screamed Allah Akbar in a stolen truck, 18-wheeler, and had run over a bunch of people in New York City screaming Allah Akbar, and Paul simply linked to witnesses on the ground saying he was screaming Allah Akbar, but the media was covering it up. It later came out it was true. And so the senators and House members, in the House case, it was that congressman out of Illinois that's got the goofy name. It's like Goofy or Doofy or Goofus or something. I mean, I'm not joking. He's got a ridiculous name. It'll pop in my head in a minute, but I just want the crew to find it. And he's sitting there talking to the head engineer at Twitter. And he goes, today, the number one thing on Twitter is Infowars.com and Paul Joseph Watson with a false report that a Muslim attacked people with a truck. When we all know it was not a Muslim, the truck did it. I'm not joking. Remember when the guy in Kenosha ran over all the folks and he said the truck attacked? It was the same thing. And they said, sir, the AI system is going in 6 months. He will be shut down. And he's like, good. It better happen. It better happen soon. So I knew this was all coming. I knew we were about to be banned. They were having Senate and House committee meetings, two separate ones. That was the one on, I remember the specifics was on Watson. The other one was on another story I was doing. But the point is, we already know because before the documents ever came out, I was watching the hearings. Well, here it is. White House lobbied Facebook to censor Tucker Carlson and thousands of others over skepticism towards COVID-19 vaccines, saying 2 years ago that evidence was that the shots didn't work and children didn't need them, which is all confirmed, and they knew it back then, but now it's not even debated, or that natural immunity is better. We have a treasure trove of hundreds of emails from the White House, senior staff, to Twitter, saying, we're supposedly in control of your operation. You supposedly have censorship AI systems, read it, in place that will stop him from going to number one. And this is them talking to Facebook and also, you know, it's all the other tech companies, Twitter as well. But it's exactly what they have been caught doing over and over again. And imagine what else, via these lawsuits, the Attorney General of Louisiana and the Attorney General of Missouri, who both deposed Fauci a month ago, and Fauci couldn't remember anything. But then he goes in those interviews and remembers everything. So this is so huge, ladies and gentlemen. And if we have the time today, there's a big article on Infowars.com, but if we have time, we really, really need to read some of these emails. I mean, I've just got a stack of 20 or so right here that are just insane. I mean, we could do the whole next hour on these. These are just incredible. And they're threatening them. Listen, you got AI in charge. How the hell is he the number one thing on Facebook right now? You say you've got filters that don't let right-wingers of any type ever get popular. And then they come back and say, we just want his ass banned. And they're, sir, that's too obvious. You shoot for the king, you better hit him, as they say. You better kill him. So they had him shadow banned, but he was so popular that he broke through. I remember Tucker 4 years ago, his nightly show would have 10 million views every night on YouTube, bigger than even what he has on Fox. It's dialed down to 500,000 now. Shadow banned. None of the subscribers get it. It's the same thing on Twitter, but still, Carlson breaks through. And that's what we've got to do with InfoWars and with everybody else telling the truth is get the most important pieces, post them different places, put different names on them so the AI doesn't catch it, and get it through on them. And that's what you've been doing as InfoWars. You've been doing a really excellent job. But this is a big, big, big deal. So I'm going to get to that. And then Roger Stone joins us in the third hour. It's Nixon's 109th birthday, but he's going to be talking about what happened in Congress and the agenda. It was Roger that predicted having a slim majority would be better in the House than a big majority, knowing how rhinos and neocons work, that a slim minority of patriots could take full control like Mnuchin did in the Senate with his vote. But if they were real patriots, you could have patriot Mnuchins in there that could take control of the House and have a real agenda. And despite the fact that McCarthy barely pushed it over the top, they just demonstrated how much power they have. And so I would love to have McCarthy gone, but let's make lemonade out of these lemons. Roger Stone's going to be joining us coming up third hour. And then Michael Cargill, the guy that I got my concealed carry from many, many years ago, has a great gun shop and great training school here in Texas. And he sues the government all the time and wins. And he just won striking down the Trump-Arab bump stock ban. And there's other lawsuits to stop all these other attacks on semi-autos. He'll be in studio in the fourth hour. And more good news from judges. Judge rules West Virginia law restricting sports by biological sex is constitutional. There's also been more attacks on the power grid, as we predicted, and so much more. Biden's Potemkin Village, Truman Show, visit the border, and more.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, you found it the most censored broadcast in the world, The Alex Jones Show, hosted by, yes, me, the man who must not be named. All right, ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot of facets and a lot of angles to this Bolsonaro situation, this Brazil crisis, then the latest developments in Ukraine that are off-the-chart dangerous. We're going to be hitting that first. Also, gigantic. It just gets bigger every day. New revelations on the poison shots, not just here, but worldwide. There has now been an FDA advisory meeting. We have video of it being broken down. FDA in their virtual meeting yesterday. We were falsely misled by Pfizer about the safety of the vaccine. Heart attacks are 71 times higher than other vaccines. Because any vaccine can cause a heart attack, an autoimmune response. The vaccines are killing two people for every one life saved. We're going to be getting to that. I mean, it's just the amount of news is incredible. But before we go any further, the only way we're able to operate and stay on air is listeners like you buying products at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm very thankful for all your past support. We got into Catch-22 with supply chain problems and other issues the last few years where we couldn't get enough product to supply the audience with what you wanted that normally gave us enough money to operate in the black in a healthy way. And we've gotten into Catch-22 where we had enough X2 and enough X3. You always buy it. You love it. We would not be in the red right now a little bit, more than a little bit. More of it's coming in a couple months. We're trying to budget the money. We've almost saved the money to put the 50% down to reorder it. So we just need to get out of this rut. We're almost there. We have about a $250,000 deficit, a little under that, the last 6 months running. And I've exhausted all my funds to prop InfoWars up. I have like $40,000 in the bank now, enough to pay my bills, okay? I mean, I'm proud of that because, I mean, nothing wrong with having money, but when it going gets tough, keeping the fight going and believing in God and just being completely committed is where we're at. And we have a plan to stay on air indefinitely. That's why we're in a reorganization bankruptcy. We've got, you know, good news from the court, but we've got to stay in the black, if just a little. And it's easy to do. You just go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the great products we do have. But again, it's a catch-22. We are down to a couple thousand bottles of DNA Force and a couple thousand bottles of Vitamin Mineral Fusion or canisters. If we had enough of this, we'd have plenty of funds. But we're not going to know when we're going to have money to order more of it. Now, I've got a few things going on where it looks like we've got some sponsors coming on board and a few other things, and I'll just take the sponsorship money and buy the products to be able to continue on in the future. But everything we're selling, we have in stock. But it'll be months and months till more Vitamin Mineral Fusion and DNA Force Plus, two key amazing products for your whole body, your cells, your telomeres, your DNA. It is just what the doctor ordered in the types of attacks and crises we're all under. So I told everybody, we're going to have to end this sale today. But we're in a catch-22. We need the funds, even though it's going to sell out. It'd be better to have it go back to full price, sell what we've got left in the next few months. But we need the funds right now. So I'm going to keep them at 50% off until tomorrow night, and then that's it. 100% Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus will go to full price instead of 50% off tomorrow night at midnight, and that's it. You need Vitamin Mineral Fusion. You need DNA Force Plus. They're incredible products, and you're not going to get any product close to this good for your body and the great organic ingredients it has than you're going to get with DNA Force Plus and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. So please go there and take care of yourself, take care of your family, and keep the broadcast on the air separately. Sold out for 5 months. It's the strongest sleep aid we've got. Knockout's great. Rocket Rest is great. That's my dad's product. But Down and Out is way stronger than both. In fact, too strong for some people. When I tell you folks, be careful with this, people go, my God, I took a whole dropper full and couldn't get out of bed for 14 hours. Listen to me. This is real, okay? Big dose of high-quality melatonin. Big dose of valerian root. Liquid-pressed, organically-based, super high-quality, only take a few drops the first time, okay? Because we get calls the customer service line. My God, that stuff's incredibly strong. Why didn't you tell me? We did tell you. But we're not selling crap. If you've never taken an actual sleep aid, why don't you take Knockout first? It's got eight different great ingredients. It's strong, but it's like Lloyd Waymother punching you versus Mike Tyson. Okay, one of them is a lightweight, still knock your head off. One of them is a heavyweight champion. So if you want Down and Out, it's back in stock for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Down and Out, back in stock. We got a big shipment of it. Now, here's the good news and here's the bad news. Real Red Pill Plus has been sold out for over 2 years because we couldn't get proprietary ingredients. We weren't going to cut the quality. It's got preglinone, everything else in it. This is very special, proprietary, that a very well-known medical scientist helped us develop. Basically a souped-up version of what's already sold in medical clinics. This is the fountain of youth. It's got everything in it you need, trace elements, vitamins, minerals, preglinone, a bunch of other compounds. Preglinone is not produced in the body at the levels it should be after 40. You have to have preglinone to produce the normal hormones you're supposed to have. This is a really powerful formula, Real Red Pill Plus. The good news is it's been a bestseller since it came back in 3 weeks ago. The bad news is that we got a limited order in. So at current sales rates, it's going to be sold out in 2 weeks. Despite that, despite the fact that's happening, we need all the funds we can get now. We can, and then hopefully we'll get more in a few months and we get the funds. But if you want Real Red Pill Plus right now, here is your chance to get it at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Experience it. Keep the show on the air. And I thank you for your support. If you want to make a straight donation on the front of InfoWarsStore.com, there's a big red banner with a bullhorn. Make a $5, $10 one-time donation, $20, or a recurring donation. Cancel anytime. Please keep us on air. There isn't an organization more effective at exposing the New World Order's master plan. All right, I'm done plugging. We're still a few minutes out from break. But I don't want to start now on Brazil that is so huge until we come back, because I got to really knock this out of the park and cover every facet, and I will in the next 10-minute segment. Because this affects us and the same globalists that have hijacked our Congress to a great extent and have stolen the presidency, have done the same thing around the world, and they're running their same playbook they ran against America 2 years ago, 2 years and 2 months ago, against Bolsonaro. And it looks like it's backfiring, and this ball is up in the air right now. So this is a big, big deal. We're going to nail that, and then we're going to tie it in next segment on what really happened last week in Congress and the inside baseball there. And then I'm going to stop talking about that until Roger Stone joins us to get into it more depth in the third hour. Then when I start the second hour, we're going to get into the Russia situation and NATO basically officially going to war and escalating up that threat ladder with the armored vehicles and tanks. Now they're talking about heavy tanks. And then we're also going to look at the Potemkin Village visit. We don't know what that is. We're going to break it down. But it was a Potemkin Village visit to the border by Joe Biden, who basically did a touch and go in his aircraft and then took off down to Mexico to get them to sign on to the carbon taxes and the New World Order. So that's all coming up as well. And then again, as I mentioned, we got to spend some time on the emails released from the White House, via the Attorney General that sued Facebook and Big Tech and got the documents that the White House was and is running the censorship.
Taping this important announcement on the afternoon of Thursday, January 5th, 2023. And that means you've only got 4 days to act if you want to get Vitamin Mineral Fusion and DNA Force Plus, both at 50% off. Next Monday, the products are going back to full price because they're close to selling out. You won't have more back in stock for months. Everybody should be on Vitamin Mineral Fusion and DNA Force Plus. Just look at DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and so much more. Documented to clean out your cells, your mitochondria,
take your immune system to the next level and even have your telomeres, that's your DNA, last longer. This is the opposite of what the globalists are doing with their poison shots. This is actually giving your body the tools it needs to regenerate. Get DNA Force Plus and Vitamineral Fusion for a limited time for 50% off. You've got until next Monday, and your purchase supports the broadcast, keeps us on air. Please take action now for your own wellness and your own health, and to keep us on air. InfoWarsStore.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Do I miss?
There is no doubt, the evidence is overwhelming and it's on record that we have a global corporate criminal coup taking place against populist free peoples across the world. From Europe to the UK to Canada to the United States to South America and places like Brazil to places all over Africa to the Caribbean and Haiti. We have in our face the big tech intelligence agency, think tank, PR firm combines working feverishly around the clock to manipulate elections and to put out false information and to censor populist candidates and to promote riots at key points. And that's in the news. That big tech allowed people to promote violence in Brazil, but we have footage and photos of the peaceful protesters stopping the violent protesters and handing them over to the police. But despite that, it's being blamed, just like January 6th, Ray Epps 2.0, on Bolsonaro, who was president up until 3 days ago, 4 days ago, and who told people do not be violent. And the whole time he was president, they were not violent. But as soon as Lula gets in, they have only a few police guarding the Capitol, and then provocateurs break in. If you're a TV viewer, they were just showing some footage of Bolsonaro at a Publix grocery store, casually shopping with his family outside Orlando. And we have the Democratic Party leadership, right down to AOC, saying that they want him extradited, even though he's not been charged with crimes, for the riots that are ongoing in the capital city of Brazil. And just like January 6th, they're calling it an insurrection. They're calling it criminal. And it began when the million or so protesters showed up to the flimsy barricades, and you see a few police, like a dozen. Just like January 6th, spray the crowd with pepper spray, enraging them, and then an angry crowd, some of the provocateurs, it's now been confirmed, begin to break through, and then once the Capitol and the presidential palace, as it's called, have been broken into by a few thousand people, hundreds of thousands then poured in to the complex. And again, if you're a radio listener, we're showing you all of this at Infowars.com/show. The broadcast is a simulcast of radio on television, so we can document everything we're saying and breaking down. I was not the first to simulcast radio on TV. I was the second. It was Don Imus that first did it. And I've been doing it since 1997. Other people would have webcams or occasionally go live, but we've been doing it since 97 because I like to document everything we're talking about and have it on record instead of me just being a talk show host telling you that this or that happened. Now, let's look at the angles of this. I don't know if this was purely provocateur. But I know the State Department is on record with big tech manipulating that election. And there was the same telltale signs of election fraud in Brazil, where he won every other town and city and jurisdiction, county, region, except the one most populous city that the communists control. And we know they control the Supreme Court, the communists do. And the State Department admits they were down there with big tech, engaged in massive election meddling. And we've had computer scientists and others testify to Congress, top statisticians, how Google alone, not letting people get to candidate info, putting out false info, promoting 99% pro-Democrat information, has a 10 to 30 point swing for Democrats. So electronically that way, with AI systems, they're stealing and swaying elections. Then by censoring not just the Hunter Biden laptop, but the open border news and the Afghan withdrawal news and all the rest of the criminal news of the Democrats, that also steals elections. That's also election meddling. Everything they claimed Russia was doing with zero evidence, they have now done to the American people, and the people running this combine are multinationalists and are against the United States of America. So we know they stole the last two elections here. We know they stole the Brazilian election. And we know Bolsonaro had the military on his side, and it's in their constitution, that there's a stalemate between the executive and the judiciary, that the military can intervene and call for new elections. Bolsonaro did not even do that. And he then called for peace and left the country because he knew he couldn't control the outcome and it might get hundreds of thousands, if not millions, killed, even though it would have probably been just in many people's eyes for him to go ahead and take control of the government. But the country is too split. Even though the majority want capitalism and are pro-America and are pro-Trump and are really awake, Bolsonaro made the decision to call for peace. And he said that Lula was illegitimate, but that they had to find other ways to fix it. And then he left the country and moved to Florida. Now they're blaming him for what's happened. But the military, and we're showing footage of this now, the military has been siding with their tanks and the troops and has been blocking the police, the riot police, who have machine guns and tear gas, from attacking the peaceful crowds. And that's the right thing to do, because the crowds are predominantly peaceful, mostly peaceful, as the Democrats would say when Democrats burned out half the country, $2 billion of buildings or more. But history and psychology shows if they just pull the troops and military back, in a couple days, if not a week, people will just go home. But Lula has been trying to order the military and police to shoot and attack the crowds. They've already shot and killed some people and arrested thousands. So they want a big explosion to destabilize the country as an excuse for them to get full control. The military is wisely trying to just stand down. All this dissipates and stops. Because you don't capture a country by taking over empty buildings where people vote. You capture a country by taking over the military and by taking over the media and then by arresting your political opposition, something Lula has said he would do. Something Lula has said he would do once he got control. So Bolsonaro had to leave the country. And I would expect to see Bolsonaro pop up on Tucker Carlson's show. I would expect to see him very, very soon on U.S. television. Just give you a little bit of inside baseball there. So, how is this going to end? I don't know. But Lula is illegitimate. The majority of the public doesn't want him. And they have now occupied the Capitol buildings. And if they stupidly continue to kill people, it's going to force the military to not just be a buffer, but to actually turn against the new illegitimate government and demand new elections, at which point Bolsonaro would return. They would have a second round of elections. But I don't know if that's going to be happening. But again, the very same globalists that ran the takeover of Brazil and have run the takeover in other countries, they are now clearly, admittedly running this. And it shows how the globalists are meddling inside countries. Bolsonaro condemns vandalism, five shot, 1,200 arrested, as protesters disarm provocateurs and hand them over to police. Communist clampdown, Lula regime sends in buses to take thousands of opposition protesters to prison. Morales blocks 200 Facebook profiles, hotels ordered to turn over their guest list, just like we saw on January 6th. And so much more. We'll cover it all straight ahead and what happened last week in Congress.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All the different members and hanging with me through all those different votes. But I do want to especially thank President Trump. I don't think anybody should doubt his influence. He was with me from the beginning. Somebody wrote the doubt of whether he was there, and he was all in. He would call me and he would call others. And he really was, I was just talking to him tonight, helping get those final votes. What he's really saying, really, for the party and the country, that we have to come together. We have to focus on the economy. We've got to focus, make our borders secure. We've got to do so much work to do, and he was a great influence to make that all happen. So, thank you, President.
All right, so everybody mad at MTG and even Matt Gaetz for switching his vote the last minute last Friday night. I mean, Trump asked them to do that. So, you got to be mad at Trump. I'll tell you what I really think about this in a moment here on the Alex Jones Show. But first, Brazil's Bolsonaro, that just broke, hospitalized in the U.S. with abdominal pain. Former Brazilian president was admitted to a hospital in Orlando, Florida with abdominal pains. Newspaper O Globo reported on Monday, a day after some of his hardcore supporters stormed the capital city of Brasilia. Well, I would have told him, don't eat that Kentucky Fried Chicken. He took Kentucky Fried Chicken. Bolsonaro admitted to hospital in the United States. So we'll be watching that. He's a great president. I'd say even better than Trump when it came to policies. And came out and said the vaccine was dangerous. It wasn't a vaccine. But let's get back first into Kevin McCarthy and what happened last week. Roger Stone was on the show 6 months ago, long before the election of 2022, and he said, I predict they don't win the Senate. He predicted Trump, by the way, would have it stolen from him 2.5 years ago. He said, I predict that they will get a narrow majority of 15 to 25 seats. In fact, our archivist can probably find that, see if he can. He said it 3 or 4 or 5 months before the election. He said it a week before the election. He really nailed it. He said it every time he was on. And so he said that's almost better than having a big majority, because then so many of those will be neocons and rhinos. But if you have a very small coalition, when you have a razor-thin margin, it's an example of how Mnuchin of West Virginia, and I'm not saying he's a good guy, but he's better than Biden, can hold up carbon taxes and, you know, really bad things like that that would kill his state, because there was such a razor-thin majority for Democrats in the Senate. Well, this is the same kind of scenario, except we don't have Mnuchin. We have Matt Gaetz. We have Marjorie Taylor Greene. We have Gozer. We have so many other people that have really good voting records. And that's how she was convinced by Trump. MTG's been on the show and explained this weeks ago. She's probably coming on today or tomorrow. And Trump was like, no, no, no. You'll have a razor thin. You'll be able to do what Roger Stone said and really be able to control legislation. But if you don't have McCarthy in there, or if McCarthy does get angry, he could go to the Democrats and form a coalition with them. And that's why MTG did what she did. I'm not saying it's going to work out to be right. We don't know yet. But to sit there and have some of the right-wing talk show hosts say that she's a traitor or Matt Gaetz is a traitor, they're terrible people now because they did this. I didn't want McCarthy in there. I thought we should have had a better speaker who would guarantee more things and work with that razor-thin majority. But they're still going to have to work with that razor-thin minority now that makes up the majority. And so it's a very, very powerful position right now. Now, if we start seeing Matt Gaetz and MTG and Gozer and Paul Gozer and the rest of them going along with McCarthy and going along with the neocons, well, then I'm going to get very, very upset, and it's time to put their feet to the fire. But I don't think MTG, and I don't think Matt Gaetz, and I don't think Gozer, and I don't think those guys are going to do bad things like this. You know, we've seen people like Jim Jordan not support breaking up Google or not support stopping Google censorship, and it turns out he's on the Google payroll. I still like most of what he does, but at the key areas, he lets us down. So I don't want to see that slide by these other America First Republicans towards that. I think it's really up to us to do as much as we can to stay informed and push an America world-saving agenda on them and on the public. Like, job number one, let's start the impeachment process of Joe Biden. You have control of the House. McCarthy has said he wouldn't go for impeachment. The word is now he says he will if they have the votes. And you put on display that Biden is a fraud, that Biden is a minion of Obama, that Biden's dissolved the borders, that Biden's human trafficking, that Biden's letting the fentanyl in, that Biden and the Hunter laptop has, and all the corporate big tech censorship and the poison shots and Fauci, an investigation of gain of function, and get on the offense like the Democrats have been with their hearings. They had nothing burgers. They had made up Russia and made up Ukraine crap. None of it was true. They had January 6 BS. We have the deep state. We have the Democrats. We have them. So I will tell you this. I've told MTG this, and I've told other members of Congress this, and I know you've been telling them. As a big blister ship of millions of people, you need to be contacting your Republican representatives, and you need to be demanding that they initiate impeachment charges, an impeachment investigation, because it's the right thing to do. We have high crimes and misdemeanors. We have treason going on. We have the Hunter laptop where he says, I'm a Chinese spy. I'm under the command of the head of Chinese intelligence, and he's been disappeared, and I'm scared and don't know what to do. Biden is on the communist Chinese payroll. He's on the Huawei payroll. He's on the Ukrainian payroll. And we need an investigation of where the Ukraine money's gone. We need an investigation of where the Chinese communist money's gone. We need an investigation of all the Russian money that's been pouring in like a fire hose into the Democrat Party. Not just Ukrainian money, the Russians. Hell, the mayor of Moscow, millions and millions and millions of dollars to Hunter and his daddy, and Burisma, and the gas pipelines, and all the scams that are going on. So we need new articles of impeachment to be drawn up and introduced. Dr. Francis Boyle wrote some up a few months ago. They got circulated, but those were mainly on Ukraine and Russia. We need a populist America first. Hell, I wrote articles of impeachement when Obama was in there, and they got picked up in the news. Because it points out the bill of particulars. It points out the crimes committed by the Crown. In the decade leading up to the Revolutionary War in 1776, there was a decade of what they called pamphleteers, bill of particulars, where people wrote handbooks and little newspapers, press releases that listed the crimes of the Crown and listed the things they were doing and exposed it to the public so they could build a major opposition to it. Now, McCarthy's saying he's going to do some good things, and the litmus test is there now. He said that they'd pressure Democrats during the armed services hearings before the Republicans even took the House, that they would vote for the spending bill if they killed mandatory COVID shots for the troops. That happened. That was a big victory. Now McCarthy, we'll play a few of these clips now, has come out and said that they're going to get rid of the 87,000 new IRS agents. And that's critical because in the last 2 years, as we told you, now it's official, Biden more than quadrupled the amount of audits and harassment of people making less than $40,000 a year. Those folks don't even pay most of the taxes. In an open country, you don't tax middle class and blue collar working class people at any high level. And you certainly don't prosecute them or target them. Almost no targeting of rich people because they write the laws, but targeting of the common people to squeeze them and drive them into welfare and to the universal basic income. Here's the headline. In 2022, the IRS went after the very poorest taxpayers. Fox News, shame on these criminals for this. So we need to see this reversed. Here is a clip 7 and 8 of McCarthy, or 8 and 9. Here it is.
We will hold the swamp accountable. From the withdrawal of Afghanistan to the origins of COVID and to the weaponization of the FBI. Let me be very clear. We will use the power of the purse and the power of the subpoena to get the job done. I know the night is late, but when we come back, our very first bill will repeal the funding for 87,000 new IRS.
Straight ahead. Everybody, you know, tune in now. Fight the InfoWar.
You see, we believe government should be to help you, not go after you.
We'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.